Blog Talk Radio.
We bear witness again. There will never be anything ever deserve any worship beside the creator of this creation. The proper name is Allah. He have created this creation and planted us here to test us and see which one of us is worthy of the great reward. The great blessing he want to give us for doing and trying to live our life right. We thank Allah for blessing us to understand that this life he's giving us is a life of being tested by the creator of this creation. That he has sent messengers and prophets for a guide so we will have an example on how we should live our life. And he'll warn us to stay away from people who don't want to obey and don't want to live the kind of life that he wants us to live. So we say all praises are due to Allah. Allah means the creator of creation. And all praises is due, and all love and all concern goes back to this one creator. Not three, not four, not a black creator or white creator, but the creator of every human being that God have created on this earth to test us and see which one is worthy of the great pride that he have kept hidden from his creation. The Bible said, if you see God, you will die, or you are dead. So no one can see the Creator. We can see his work. We can see his attributes. When we see the sun, we see the Creator of what God created, and we see that no man can get near that sun. No man can get on the sun. No machinery that he can build could get near that sun and still be alive. So God says there's nothing like unto the creator of this heaven and earth. But the people that rule and run this earth, they're not going to tell you that. They're not going to tell you that there ain't nothing there to be worshipped besides Allah. So Allah is giving us a test, and test like those before us. And we pray that you are passing or trying to pass or get through this test, because we all live and we all going to die and go back after the test to the one who given us this test. And that's Almighty God, Allah. So we thank you for coming here on this Proud Talk radio station coming out of California under the guidance of Hameen Muhammad. He is sponsored this by Sister Claire Muhammad Sim School. And we are blessed to be here tonight talking about the major problems in all the world. This is the major problem that every human being going through on this earth. And that is racism coming from a devil, coming from evil-minded, wicked people who want to divide people up on colors and everything else. This is the Satan's job to make us uncomfortable with each other. Now, human beings are supposed to love each other. And Allah said the best human being is that human being that obey him the best. That makes most sense. So we're here tonight to share what we have in the field of understanding coming from the Quran, coming from the books that make sense, the old thing that makes sense. We're going to try to bring them. Those things that do not make sense, we're going to leave them things alone. So we like to open our talk, our beautiful talk, with a prayer called Al Fatah. And the meaning of this prayer is to open. So we want to open our talk up and get going. And we know Al Quran is a book that had the opening, and the opening is Al-Fatiha. And in the Bible, it points out that in the Revelation, there's seven seals on this Revelation. And we know what can break a seal is the truth. And the seal means some secret. And we want to break that seal for all the secrets that they've been trying to keep away from me, us, get out. So we like to say it in the Arabic language, in which all the prophets spoke Arabic. They never spoke no English. Never heard any English in their life. And then we like to come back and say it in the English translation. So we say it, Bismillah Rahman Rahim. Alhamdulillah, Rabbilai, the mean. Ar-Rahman, Ar-Rahim, Maliki, Omidin, Iyakana, Budiakana, Sa'in, Adin, Sirata, Mustakin, Sirata, Ladina, Hanto, Alayhim, Gauri, Magdubi, Alayhim, while it only I mean. We seek protection from Satan, the rejected enemy, the one who's been cast out. With the name of God, God is most gracious, Allah is most merciful. He is the master of the day of judgment in which we all live. Thee alone do we worship, and thy aid we seek. Show us the straight way, the way of those whom thou hast bestowed thy favors on, and not of those who rapidly brought down, and none of those who would go astray. Amen. We greet you again in the most excellent greeting that God has given us, and this greeting fits every situation in the world, especially the situation in Ukraine, in Russia. And that greeting is Assalamu Alaikum, meaning God peace be unto you. If those people who's in war had God peace be with them, they wouldn't want to kill their brother. They wouldn't want to kill their human family. It's not natural for a man who wants to kill his human family. He's really going against the nature that which God have created him. And there's no paradise. There's no good ending to that. God said, whatever we do in this world, Allah said, whatever we do in this world, it determines where we go into the next world. We come in this world for one reason, and that's to serve God. We are servant of God. We are the servant of God. We all come here to serve God, to give thanks to God for allowing us to live on this planet, allow us to use his material, all his food and all the vegetables and fruit and stuff that he allowed, and thank him for the mind that we had, that a mind made the car, made the truck, made the house, and made everything more convenient for us. It was a mind that he created. Huh? He created up with a mind to take a guinea pig and go into the laboratory and come out with medicine that would help us human beings, that the guinea pig might have to give his life up so the human being can learn how to live with and get rid of a disease. So then we thank Allah for the guinea pig. We thank Allah for those minds that can come together and come up with medicine and other things that we need to make our life better. So we thank Allah for this beautiful Block Talk Radio Station, where we come and share the information coming from the Quran and from our books. Allah said he created that in this book is no doubt for those who believe in the last days, who believe in the revelation that was set down, who believe in all the prophets and angels, and believe in the last day, the judgment day. So we thank Allah for all that he has given us, trust us with, and all of us to trust. He trusted us. And see, where we pick up our responsibility. What the difference between the ordinary man and a prophet? The ordinary man has been given the information on how to think through the prophets, through the messengers, through the people that have were told they see us. They see things that Almighty God has blessed them to see. So we want to see our way out of this ungodly world that we have to live in. Ungodly world. A world that people are killing people looking like us for no reason. Shooting us down. Then people look like us are shooting each other down. Huh? So we might say Black Lives Matter, but when you look in the reality where we terminating each other, then we're seeing that some people don't think life matter, and they should see all life matter like Allah wants us to see. And then once we see all life matter, then racism will be a thing of the past, because racism is the number one cause of all the killing in the world. African American hate some of themselves. They hate anybody that look like them. Sing song to that effect. So we're here tonight to share this information with you. We pray that what we have said, have said, be some benefit. We said anything that wasn't true or not right, we ask Allah forgive us, and we pray that you understand that we made a mistake, and we ask you forgive us. But we told the truth, nothing but the truth, and all credit and all praises is due to Allah, the Lord, and cherish the sustainer of the world. So if there's anyone else who wants to come into the queue, queue me one, match one, and you come in the queue. Once you do that, match one, there's a little hand goes up. And we see that little hand, we cut your mic on and let you begin to share what you have tonight with the people that listen to us. And don't think that we know that we the people that we know and comes on the show, we know there's others that listen to us that we know nothing about. But we hope that we can help them, because we don't want to see nobody go to hell. Huh? Nobody. We don't tell people not to be a homosexual. You got a right to do that. But look what the right, the scripture said, you have lost according to scripture. Because what can two men do for each other? They can't bring no, like, keep life in the world. So it's like two left shoes. They don't even look good. Huh? It's hard to walk in two left shoes. Don't even look good. And two men, two big old rusted men saying, hey, baby. Or two women done took on the attitude that they are man and woman. Huh? That's a sick thing, like saying God have made a mistake. And now they tell us that they got a homosexual masjid in Washington, D.C., and also in Florida. A homosexual masjid. And nobody saying nothing. Right. And the reason we ain't saying nothing, we know these people, they gave them that right to do that. They have for two men to go together, two men to get married. We know they got that right, so we ain't saying nothing, but we should be out in the world telling the world our book condemn that. We know the Bible. We know the Bible. The Bible condemn that. And we should be condemning that and showing and expressing that to the world. Yeah, them people got a right to be like that, but they ain't nowhere they can go after they die that's going to accept them. God say he loved those who do right, so they don't have no protection. God, they're telling the world that God made a mistake. And it's them that made the mistake, because they can't reduce life. Huh? How could two men get married and no life come from that? And God said marry between a man and a woman. And it take a man and a woman. It take a female chicken and a male rooster to produce an egg and little ones. Huh? It take a female alligator and a male alligator to produce an alligator. It's that simple, intelligent God has put in the world. But the human being, because of his limited free will, he can say that he can be whatever he wants to, and he becomes the biggest loser. When he leaves the nature in which God has created him in or her in. I was looking at Gino, and he was talking to this Caucasian minister, and he both been a preacher too, and he tried to justify and couldn't do it, the reason he a homosexual. And we know as Muslims the reason he homosexual because he lust. He lust after another man. He lust out of evil. And God told him to stay away from that in Scripture. So he's counting on that men that don't do that, being a homosexual, he counting on that God, they wrote the Scripture, and they don't have no sensitivity for the homosexual lifestyle. They believe that. So they believe that they shouldn't be writing the book. And Gino asked them, who gave them permission to write? Yeah, he said God. But you don't believe what God? So I've seen them before. Some people stand up and they would testify and they would refuse to submit to the truth. And they would talk themselves all around the truth and go with the lie. So we here tonight. Anybody who wants to say anything, match one and come into the queue. And we're going to turn your mic on. We'd love to hear from you. My name is Brother Abdullah Akbar. I am from Decatur, Georgia. I am a co-host worker here on this Blog Talk radio station, along with my wife, Dair Akbar. And also, we have Sujah Muhammad coming out of Baton Rouge, Louisiana, him and his wife, when they come on. And we have Brother Muhammad from Columbus, Georgia, A. Muhammad from Columbus, Georgia. He is a co-worker here. And also we have an Imam Ibrahim Abdullah, who is a co-host of Imam on this Broad Talk radio station. So we thank Allah for you coming and spending time with us. And all you got to do is mash one, put mash one on your phone, and you'll be put in the queue, and we'll cut your mic on, and you can make comments. You can make, bring criticism. Whatever you decide to pray, we hope that after it's over, we remain close and remain friends, because we are trying to build friendship in all the family life. I see that our brother from Baton Rouge, Louisiana, have turned his mic on, and I'm accommodated by turning his mic on so he can come tonight and share what he had to share with us. I'm going to bring Brother Sujah Muhammad from Baton Rouge, Louisiana. Assalam alaikum.
Wa alaikum assalam. Alhamdulillah.
Alhamdulillah. Well, you got it, Brother Sujah.
Yes, sir. With Allah's name, most gracious, the most merciful, I also testify and bear witness that there is only one creator. There's only one God. And I bear witness and testify that Prophet Muhammad, the peace and blessing be upon Prophet Muhammad, is the seal of the prophet. He's a messenger of Allah. He's God's servant. Brothers and sisters, we'd like to give everybody the greeting of peace. Assalamu alaikum. Alhamdulillah, Rabbil Alameen. I try to keep up with the news, being, you know, the work that I'm doing is being a presenter. I try to keep up with current events. I try to keep up with the news. What they have on the news, they have, they're showing, giving us a little light on Ukraine. You know, you're trying to figure out what's going on because you don't know what's going on. You know, two countries fighting, Russia, saying something and moving on it and dropping bombs and missiles, shooting missiles and things like that, and killing people and the people killing Russians. So you want to know, he said, what they fighting about, you know. And it's becoming more and more open and more knowledgeable. You can see a little bit more, you know. Every day something happens where you can see a little bit more. And they keep on showing racism is the motivator. Racism is what it seems like is one of the main things that is happening that causing a wall, that's causing all this confusion. You know, you got some greed in there, but you got some racism in there that's real strong. And I don't see no other reason, you know, for them fighting each other the way that they are fighting each other. They said they don't kill 11,000 Russians. 11,000? It don't seem like that many people have been killed, but that's what they on television, 11,000. The Ukrainian killed 11,000 Russians. I'm sitting there watching TV every day, and I don't see how they don't kill that many Russians. But they say they don't kill 11,000 Russians. The information that they're given about the Ukrainians is that they are a people that believe and practice racism. Now that's amazing. Now when I say something like this here, I think we should do everything we can to investigate it. Investigate it. And if you can prove me wrong, please let me know. But you have people's more than one person that then came on television and was talking about how racist Ukrainians is to black people, to African Americans, to Africans, you know, that they are racist, and you know, it's just amazing, you know. And this is one of the things that we deal with, racism. We deal with racism, seem like racism is taking the front stage, you know, when you find out that these people is killing each other behind racism, then there's some divine interaction gonna have to come into this here, you know. I don't see no other reason they kill them. You know, I don't see no minerals that Russia have. I don't see no minerals that Ukrainian have. You know, but right. I'm gonna check it out. I'm gonna check it out more. You know, if the Ukrainian is that rich, you know, they that wealthy, you know, but they don't show it. All them people seem like they are poor people. They don't seem like they no rich people. You know, but now I'm not going say that's not true, but and I'm gonna check it out. But the Russian, I find out that they got some racism in them too. You know, you can see Putin staff. I haven't seen one African American. I haven't seen one black on Putin's staff. Not one. Not one. Ever since he's been on television, I haven't seen him communicating, signing papers, having a meeting, having a concession, talking to. I've never seen him talk to a black person, African American. Never seen him talk to one. So I can safely say that they got some racism in Russia, you know. So it's something that they're doing that God knows what they're doing. God knows the truth. It's just a matter of the people find out what's real from that which is not real. What is true from that which is a lie, you know. And I think that's a responsibility on us, so we can really know what's going on. We can safely say, so this is so and so is happening, and this is not happening, you know. So we got two people that is the same is European. Both of them is got the same origin. The same origin. It's fighting each other. You know, and that's unusual. That's really unusual. You know. So when we say remove all racial images out of worship, you know, then we look and try to apply that. You know, we first of all look at the image. We look at what image we want to remove, you know, and what image is playing the major role. And what we having a problem with, you know, and I was talking to a person today, this evening, in reference to racism. Anytime I talk to somebody, I bring that up, you know. And I was talking to people that had sent me Geico. Their credit department been sending me bills, and they say I owe $1,128 for insurance that I haven't paid, and I ain't never. Never have I talked, taken out or filled any kind of paper with Geico. Never. The insurance company that I got is Root, R-O-O-T. They the one I'm paying my, that doesn't cover my truck, you know, and I'm paying them. But Geico, this is the third time they don't send me a bill. So I called them and I told them, I said, look here, I told them my name, I'm Shuja Muhammad, and that I'm a senior citizen. And I told them, when you send a person a senior citizen a bill like that, senior citizen don't want no debt. So some senior citizen without even researching that what you gonna put on them, and they'll pay that money, you know, and I'm gonna report y'all to the Better Business Bureau. That's what I'm gonna do. And if you all don't straighten this thing out, you know, I'm gonna stay on you. I'm gonna stay on you because I don't owe you a penny. You know, and I got to talk to this lady. She was trying to say that she on my side. I said, well, you know, I said I don't see where you on my side. I said I'm calling you all because you all done accused me of something. You all is charging me something, threatening me, and I don't see where you on my side. I said I it's funny, the same peoples that is sticking people up. You know, this Medicare thing. And I said I got over 30 or 40 scams that come to me a day. She said, oh, I get over 100 of them. I said, well, you know, I be getting around 30 something a day, you know, of scams. And I said, it's a shame that the American government allows a senior citizen to be a target for scams, and they don't do nothing. They don't do nothing. You look at your phone full of scams. You know, you look at your text, they don't offer you all, they got all kind of lies that you don't want. You don't want this here, and I had people call me, told me I don't want the house thing. I think. What is that?
I said,
yeah, the clearing house. Clearing house. Clearing house. They told me I don't want the clearing house. And instead of telling me I don't want $1 million and a Mercedes, and they told me that I'm gonna have to in order to get that money and get that Mercedes, I'm gonna have to pay the taxes on it. And they said that the taxes was $8,000. You know. I mean, that's amazing how they, and I found out that the people that is scheming against us is people out of India. Mm-hmm. India is the main people that's running these scams and hacking and things like that. The people out of India, that's who they are. When you talk to them, you don't understand their language. You know
that's
what I mean?
Right.
Yeah. I had the same problem with my bank.
Yeah.
I got a credit card, you know, and they try to run a scam on with that. So I didn't close that account is closed up. You know, I'm paying them off. I owe a balance of $300, something like that dollars. But I'm paying that off. And they was claiming that I missed a bill. I said, I ain't never missed a payment. I said, every time I make a payment, only thing that I was due to pay is $30. But I was giving you $50 every month. I made sure that I pay all the amount of money that I do. You know, and then they came and told me that I missed a payment. You know, so these people is full of mess, and we are the target. We are the target. So if we don't establish ourselves and get things going like we're talking, we're gonna have a problem, which we are. You know, so racism. I told this lady. I say. That the money thing is one of the biggest things that America have. These people that's in control share with us the wealth here in America. That's one of the biggest problems besides racism. But sharing the wealth, I say they don't share the wealth. And she had to go along with that. She got quiet and she went along with that. And I came around to the image. I came around to the image that I told her the biggest problem is racial images in worship. I said that's the biggest problem. I said they done portrayed one of the races as the family of God, of God in the flesh. And I said, and that race, they'll tell you themselves that they are benefiting from that, you know. And she tried to get away with that, and that showed me, that revealed something to me. At first, she was trying to show me that she was on my side. She was on my side. But when I talk about that race image, she told me she was religious. She believed in this. And she said that, I'm sorry, they don't have no white person up. And I said, Mrs. Roderick, because her name was Judy Roderick. I said, every picture that they have about Jesus here in America is white. I said, in all the Bibles, he's white. The Last Supper, everything, he's white. And all these pictures, I mean, all these emblems and these crosses, and all these things, he's white. He was in the churches and in Catholicism. I said he portrayed as white. I said I don't understand what you. I don't see how you missed that. How you missed that, you know? But she didn't want. She said she was an Indian. Part Indian, something like that, and she said that she was with me and things like that. But when I said that they're showing God as a white man, she didn't want to accept that. She didn't want to accept that. So I'm just saying these people know the truth. She had to think about it and laugh to herself. Because that's the problem. They portraying this white race, so-called white race, like Akbar said, so-called white race, as superior, and is the family of God. The God's son is one of the races from this Caucasian. And I said we're asking for that to be removed. I said even if it was black or African American, I said that would be the same thing. We asked, God ain't had no son, you know. she couldn't say nothing. She couldn't say nothing.
But look at the woman, you might get shot.
Yes, indeed. But it was to death. Sending all these spams and calling us and trying to remind us about the Medicare and things and check and see if we got getting everything we're supposed to be getting for the Medicare and things like that so I said, well, I'm gonna deal with this since they did with that putting all that unnecessary stuff on me. I'm going to deal with removing racial images out of worship. And America don't want to share the wealth. I said, I'm going to deal with those two things. You know, so alhamdulillah, I thank Allah, mercy. And there's always a way. He said, well, there's a will, there's a way. You know, that we can address it, we can do dawah and pass the word on. Can't be in peace, believe it in peace. Assalamualaikum.
Hello, white boy. I bet what you just said was nothing but the naked truth. This is happening, and it's a doggone shame. But we living in the time in the last day where they said the crooked businessman And they just as crooked as they can be on our phone. They lie. You want an iPad. You want a color TV. And all you got to do is pay the shipping and handling. And my wife messed around sending them the money on the iPhone. All you got to do is pay the $5.95. And she ain't seen one stitch of that phone. I told her that don't you fall for no game like that. Then nobody, nothing for nothing means nothing. And anytime somebody gonna give you something for nothing, you better watch out. And that's what she just do. Also, money. I said, I get $1,000 of them a day.
Yeah.
They come on your phone or you need an enhancement drug. We got something to keep you in bed all day long. You won't miss a beat.
Lose your weight. You can lose weight. You can lose 45.
All these people bought into this stuff. You can lose weight in a couple of weeks. You can look like this man. Look how he look. Give you a picture of me. Give you a picture of a fat Caucasian lady, and then you look at her a month later, and she look like she's 16. all these tricks you making even
stuff. All of that. That's right.
Then they don't give up. You can call them. Don't call me no more. Your chicken, your turkey, your mule, or whatever. They call you right back the next day. So alhamdulillah, we got to deal with it. We have to change it. Alhamdulillah.
Yes,
okay,
sir.
Then we got another speaker up, brother, from Columbia, Georgia. Brother Muhammad, I see him in the queue. Is that you, Brother Muhammad?
Yes, sir. Assalamu alaikum.
Well, they got salam. I see you in the queue. You come on out of there and share what you got to have with us, inshallah. Bring your spin on the good news or what's going on in the world. And then add make business with it, because we're going into the second hour, another 7 minutes. When you get in that
hour,
bring a little business in, you know. Okay,
yes,
you got it. Assalamualaikum.
Wa alaikum assalam. As always, udhu billahi min ash-shaytani rajim. Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Ashhadu an la ilaha illallah. Wa ashhadu anna Muhammadan rasulullah. Sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. We thank Allah for each and every one of you in the queue, and of course those of you out of the queue, and we appreciate Allah is always blessing us to have this opportunity to explain the broadness of the message of concern, what is affected, and why it's broad, because it's affected every human being on this planet, you know, who's under 150. So that's just go to show you. It ain't no bunch of old people. It's a young pair to the world that we know, where people were given the peace to live a long life, prosperous life, as they say, as they dealt with rejecting the phony, devilish world. Just wanted to read the Hadith says, part of someone's being a good Muslim is they leave alone that which does not concern them. When we broaden that out and we look at it the way Allah SWT wants to look at it, He wants us to have concern for every human being who believes. And we know this whole reality that we are living in is for the believers. Though Allah has told us that there are many who you don't know who they are, only I know. I created them for their purpose of testing you, because I already know that they have turned against their free will to serve me. But my mercy is always near. My mercy comes down all the time. So anytime with their own intellect and their free will want to repent, they can. But Allah says, tell the believers, but there's many of them are corrupt many of them are going through the hell fire. So the broadness of this message of concern is for those who believe. But also, at the same time, Allah say, be wise, though. Because if they have just a mustard seed, a mustard, if they believe and their belief is small as a mustard seed, those are the people who we should be concerned about. So we don't have that ability to look into each other's heart that deep to see how small or how big their new growth or they're turning toward Allah and developing their faith. But those who have faith, you already know you're supposed to be at work telling everybody that there's only one God and Muhammad is his messenger. And your open enemy is Shaitan, the devil. So we should broaden our concern about everyone by telling the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth, and let the chips fall where they may. We know in these times we call it delivering the message. And the message is of concern, to be concerned about those who Allah has given us a criteria in the final revelation of who is fighting that personal jihad within themselves and outside of themselves to get control of their free will and give it and put it in the will of their creator, Almighty God Allah, the Lord and creation of all the world and everything that we can imagine, including the ability to imagine something. So we have to make sure that this is our concern, because it makes us the best of Muslim, a good Muslim, a righteous Muslim. When we are concerned about the trees, the weather, what's affecting it, especially if Shaitan is using our brothers and sisters who know better, using them to inflict not only pain and suffering on their fellow human beings, but even upon our immediate creation and its bounties. If we do not show the type of concern to fight the schemes of the Shaitan, to fight his schemes. And I had to enjoy what I was listening to as y'all was talking, because you was having a good time telling the truth. And that is a good side for those who are not Muslims to see, and us Muslims to see. It's so much pleasure in telling the truth about how great Allah is, how wonderful this reality has for us in al-Islam, how to have the best of this earth, and the weather and everything else, when we put it in this proper balance and respect it, it benefits us so much. You can't help but be happy, especially with this reality that Allah gives us, that he is our creator and we are his creation. And we should be very grateful just having that knowledge, because we knew what it was when we didn't have no knowledge. We knew what it was like. Our people knew what it was like here in America, they had lost their knowledge of God, because I have to say it is documented, except the Islamic slaves that came over here, because they never stopped praying for what we're experiencing today. The love for our fellow human being who believes. And they knew in their prayers and faith that was already given to them by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to come over here. Well, Allah knows best why we're here, and we're beginning to learn why we're here. We are in a gift from Allah called United States of America, where the opportunity to be what Allah has created us to be is possible for anyone who believes. And it's guaranteed that you'll reach that destiny, just like those who don't want to believe. It's guaranteed that you will catch hell now here in America. And if that is your destiny, when Allah judges each and every one of us, then we'll be in the hellfire. So we thank Allah that this message of concern is an obligation on the believer to share with anyone who believes, regardless of if it's the size of a mustard seed. But we cannot coerce them. We cannot force them. Sure enough, ain't got no business begging them to do what they know is naturally right after hear the Quran. And that's why it's very important that we don't get distracted by our duties. To remember, our purpose here is to teach the Quran to ourselves and our children and anyone who would listen. What's that old saying they used to say a long time ago? Let those who have ears hear. I think they said that in the Bible, one of the quotes in the Bible in there somewhere. Let those who have ears hear. So they done heard the truth, and they rejected it. But still, Allah is the final decision on those affairs. Our job is to try to make sure we keep it out there 24/7, as best as a concern, to let people know you better check yourself. You might be under the influence of Satan. And the only way you can check yourself is to read or expose yourself, especially what we're doing here on this message of concern, explaining to you how the mercy said to you in the Bible, the Injil, the Psalms, the Torah, that men of free will under the influence of Shaitan chose to use it to blind you and trying to blind us. You know, we are dealing with it every day too, racism in Al-Islam. No, racism in the people who claim to believe in the Quran, in the life of Prophet Muhammad Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, and this guidance in the Quran. And we know that those of us who are on this side of the cube, we know that we have been warned of that. Do not let this job make us racist. Spending all our time talking about the enemy of our color. This ain't no color thing. We can't let the white man use our skin color against us to where all we can talk about is using our skin color against him. And trying to make our skin color superior as he has made his, in his lame mind, superior. And the other people around the world laying back on the sideline making bets and said, we are the superior. So we ain't engaged in that. Allah said, just deliver the message. You ain't got to spend all this time over and over and over again telling them about the same concern that they have, that we have. Every day on the TV, they crying about murder and crime in the city and everything. And they don't even ask the Muslims, can we help them? Why don't you Muslims say something about this terrorism? Why don't you say something about this racism amongst the religious community? And still, they keep on get up every morning and do the same old thing because they don't believe enough to control their anger, their ignorance, their knowledge, their emotions, etc. And we have to learn how not to let them make us forget that we don't have those problems, like our leadership told us one time. He said, I ain't come up that way. I know about it. I see it. I smell it. I taste it. But I didn't come up that way. Thanks to Almighty God, Allah. He said, I wasn't raised to experience that. I was raised to help you understand that you don't have to experience, because I am an example like Prophet Muhammad and many other people who follow the word of God. It might look that we are under the influence of self-hatred self-destruction, self-defeatist, angry and everything like that. He said, but I'm seeing it as a model to you, how you got to be cool under fire. You know, and then what they say in a war, they say, we're under fire. What fire are they talking about? Are they talking about the fire of the Shaitan? Are they talking about the hellfire? Are they talking about the cannon, the missiles, or whatever? But rest assured, we know that they definitely are trying to put each other under fire, on fire, in fire. And that's a hell of an image to see coming at you, like we used to say about those who smoke cigarettes. Fire on one end, a fool on the other. Fire. Our fight is against the fire. And those of you outside the queue, we trying to help you also to fight the fire that you are destined to taste, to be a part of, and maybe even be, for lack of a better word, recycled in it and lose your human creation. So in our message, concern is how to put this fire out as much as we possibly can, so those can be able to walk through it like Allah bless Ibrahim to do so. Walk right on out the fire. That's how important that what we share with the world, they'll be able to walk out of it, put aside their fears, their illusions from the whispers of the Shaitan. This is no joke. We are fighting a fire. And our children, they try to set them on fire while they're in the womb, while they're in our house. They trying to burn down our schools, burn down the idea of having halal businesses. This is the devil who we're dealing with. And man has no power over him, just like he don't have no power over us. The only power we got is to defend ourselves by seeking Allah's refuge and getting behind the shield that he has gave us how to have this kind of strength. And some things they translate, say they've used Prophet Muhammad as our shield from these lies, the seduction, from the hypocrites, from the disbelievers. Got no problem with the non-believers because they don't know. Them the people we're trying to get to, the non-believers. And give them an opportunity to have life like Allah has given it to us and has given it to them, but they are dead to it. And those of you outside the queue, this message, reflection and a mirror on how much we believe. Because we know that if Allah wants you to be saved, can't nobody stop it. You'll be saved. Especially if we do our job. We do our job, and Allah said, I know what's in that person's heart, and I see that person wants to bleed. That person wants to get rid of these images of these false life and this perversion life or whatever life to live, you know, he will let us see y'all walk out of that fire. And that makes us see how we got free over and over and over again when we become a mirror for each other on how the word of Almighty God, Allah, has always been meant for the human being. Allah said we the best of creation. Wanted to read another hadith. Bismillah, Rahman, Rahim. Allah says in Hadith Qudsi, I am so sufficient, this is Allah talking, that I am in need of having no associates. No need of having an associate. Thus, those who does an action or a favor for someone else's sake, and also remember to do it will have that favor or that action renounced by me. To him whom he associated himself and gave the person who he was trying to help as if though he had, and that he was self-sufficient and that he could give them that. Again, in his broadness, where Allah tells us to don't fade, hold hers for anyone. And Allah, like he reminds us in the Quran, he said, everything I do for you is for you. You know, and for you to worship our Creator, not for saying that we have some rights that he should give us, like a lot of the people in the outer world out there. Shaitan has convinced them that they have a right to be Allah's associate. They have a right to determine what the fish and how the fish live, how the animals live, how the grass should grow. Trying to get us to do the same thing. And they say, man, I gave you a break. So you tell the person, he said, for by God, I'm giving you a break. He associates himself with Allah. He said, I'm giving you a break by God's permission. But yet still at the same time, you're saying, I'm giving you a break because you're all right with me. You weren't all right with me, man, I would give you a break. So as we deliver these messages of concern, we have to make sure that we're doing it to please Allah. Person know that we ain't really all wrapped up in the where I got to beg you or try to tell you about the truth. You already know the truth. But I'm trying to please our Creator by showing you what he did for me, that he'll do for you. If you can get rid of those images, that racial overtone, that hatred, if you get rid of all those things out of you, he would do that for you. Again, that's a broadness of saying, just what we got to do to deliver the message. And not waste too much time on it, because there's somebody else somewhere who is not getting it. I think for the sake of just driving the point, I think the white man has had enough of picking up our time about his problem that not only Allah said, many of them, some of them are good, but most of them are corrupt. Don't you know it's getting to the point now when you look on TV that you can see how the way Shaitan has bribed and duped our brothers and sisters, and using this language as identifier, that we call black, our black brothers and sisters, our African-American brothers, how he's giving them so much, there's no way in the world they're going to give it up.
1 minute.
Just to bow down to who they don't even know about Allah yet, because we got to get their information out there more and let them understand that there's ain't but one God. Don't worry about who they claim and how many sons and daughters they got. They better remember that he is one. And without him, there wouldn't be no son of God. There wouldn't be no daughter of God the way that they have been duped into thinking. That's the way he operates, that he got to have of children, associates, partners. So we pray a lot that this message of concern always stay with us first so that we can continue to share with those who need it, got to have it, for the sake of Allah and Allah only. Because he commands us to do it. This is our job. Amen.
Amen.
Thank you, brother.
Amen. Thank you, brother. Thank you, brother. May Allah continue to bless us all with all the tribulations. But I said BUI carried the only clear solution to the problem. Even Imam Roussan addressed this issue this morning on the Lifeline.
It's until we get some farmland and get grow our own food, make our laws and govern ourselves. This problem that you see in America gonna continue to happen over and over because they
That's
are
right.
benefiting that lie and that image. That image have helped them to establish skyscrapers, all the ships in the sea and all most of the planes in the sky. That image have caused us to go overseas and fight for what they got, not for what we got. We won't even fight for what we got. We go fight for what they got, and then we think that we protecting America, and America is not protecting us. So when we going to wake up, the only thing we can do is get some land and show these uncivilized people, these savages, and that's what they are with suits on, with ties, with blue jeans on,
right.
walking the dog, no matter what you call them, they're savages. They're not human. A human being will speak to you. A human being is kind to another human being. A human being don't want to kill no babies, don't want to disrespect a woman. But that ain't what they're making unhuman men. They're making Frankensteins out of the people. So we got a job until we sad as men to move on and move to a comfortable place on this earth and open up business and give out and educate our children with the SIM school that Brother Amin is talking about. We educating our school. If the people ain't going to treat you right, they sure ain't going to teach you right. That is a fact without any mistake. That is a fact. They're not going to treat us right. We love them. We build this country for them, and in return, they made our children show their butts to us. They done got our children to take drop their pants and show their butts to us after we help them build. So they haven't woke up to the fact there's only one God, and the only way to show them bless us build a town and let us open up a town and let us build something to protect that town, not like they did Black Wall Street, where they dropped a bomb, and we want to keep that out there in front how they did that. They talking about they don't want racial theory. There ain't no theory. They did that. These evil people dropped a bomb on us. These evil people keep a liquor store. They brought drugs. They said the CIA was the first one to bring crack cocaine in our neighborhood. They you can go and check out for yourself. So these people have a fake love for us. And so, until we see that, yeah, there's a few of the good, but they scared. They ain't going to stand up too long. The crooked people that run this world, they are judges, and they're in places to set our children away from now on. They influence our children every night through Netflix and BET and all the rest of them. I don't have time to name. And our children sit there and look at them movies, and they learn how to be hoodlums. They learn how to disrespect women and want to kill and call each other niggas and all. They learn that from the TV. And then they go to school, they learn how to be a homosexual, kiss a boy, kiss a two girls kissing. That's what they producing in school. So we better get some school, we better get some land, we better move on our own property and call our own shots and keep away. We talking about the devil. The devil's all around us. People that look like us, they done made them devils, and they comfortable with the little money they got, and they will come and help you, manipulate you, and keep you out of your goal as being a good man or a good woman. That's their job, to make you look bad. Like, how can the banks allow people talking about, hey, you missed a payment, you got to pay a late charge? I had to cancel a credit card called American Express. I send all the money in to pay that bill off, and then they still sent me a charge of $1.33. And I asked them, how can you do that? And everybody else, I pay the bill off, and they happy with that. I pay the bill, well, you have some charge. I just gonna accumulate charges, and I paid for the time. And I done kept on arguing. I said, later I'm gonna pay the $1.33. They beat me, but my card will never be used again. And I'm gonna cancel this card. Y'all people ain't gonna beat me out of $1.33. Bye to y'all ungodly people. So this is the problem we have. Everything they're coming at you. You got a Muslim name. You stand a chance of waking other people up, and they gonna be against you from now on. Since you picked that Muslim name up, they coming at you, brother. They coming at you all kind of ways, through your telephone, through the mail. They send some junk in a day talking about the beautiful woman and beautiful man. I put that trash in the garbage can, getting ready to burn it up. So I don't bring Satan into my house. I try to keep Satan at a distance as much as I can. So we got another speaker that's coming up. We got Imam Ibrahim Abdullah, from LaGrange, Georgia. So I'm going to bring him up and bring him on. Brother Ibrahim, your mic is on. You can come up to the queue if you ready.
Yes, sir.
Well, you got it, my dear brother. We want to hear from you. Okay. As-salamu alaykum. Keep
well,
it around.
Put
business into that talk. Alhamdulillah.
Allahu Akbar. Okay. I only bear witness to testify, nothing deserving of worship except Allah alone, who has no associates, no partners, and this is what we've been telling the people for years. What do God need a partner for? Before we even create a thought of, he created this whole universe and everything that's in it. Now, he got so weak that he had to have a son to control it, to rule it? No, we bear witness that he's alone, by himself. And we bear witness that the final revelation came through Prophet Muhammad, who he chose for the final revelation to come through. We didn't have anything to do with that. So we should love all of God's prophets and messengers, Majedi, Alim, Mufti, Grant, as long as they're in accord with the Quran or the tradition of Muhammad the prophet, and stay in line with the tradition of Muhammad the prophet. Don't deviate. Be straight. That's what we bear witness that Allah sent that final revelation to. I would just like to read a little short statement of Imam Muhammad. And I pray, well, I got two. I pray that this help us. Because we can't build a community and have all the jobs and things that we're trying to visualize in the community if we don't have a community. We must first establish community life. That's very important. In fact, that is the number one key to our survival and our children's survival is to establish community life. But this is what we do with community life. Let me read this from Imam Wardi Muhammad, who would say we love our leader and teacher. The community is to follow my leadership. As long as my leadership does not go against the Quran or against the example established by Prophet Muhammad. If my leadership go against Quran, Quranic teaching, or against Prophet Muhammad, the life he lived, the example he established, then the community is to correct me. Here's a majedi, one we say is a majedi, our majedi. But here's a leader telling you if then the community is to correct me. That's our leader saying there. And if I can be corrected, they are to reject me. And no one as of yet have rejected the leadership of Imam Wardi Muhammad. That's what we got to stand on. We have to stand on that, and we have to build from that. That's what I'm saying, that community life is very important to us. And if we establish community life like we're supposed to, we won't have any problem bringing about the things that we are talking about, building homes, senior city living, and et cetera. Now, I'd just like to, I have one more little short I want to read by our leader. Hey, but is that good? See, you know, we have been mentioned before. Our problem, what's our biggest problem? We can't correct each other. We don't want to be corrected. And the only one that I know that can't be corrected is Allah. I ain't say no prophets, because we go to the prophet's history and show you when they was corrected by God. How come we can't lower our wings with humility, humble ourselves to be corrected? That's what we need to do. Now, let me read this part. This will help us even more by Imam Muhammad. Righteousness is something that we are created with. Righteousness is our nature. It is an inherent quality that we are born with. The need and the drive to be correct, truthful, clean, decent, trustworthy, and sincere. That's all in the baby's nature. Email Ward D. Muhammad. Why aren't we still babies in this religion? We may look old and rusty, but we're still babies. And I say babies because it's good to be a baby, because a baby is still growing. Once you become an adult, a certain period in that adult life, you stop growing. But wise people, like Imam Muhammad, many of them, Muhammad, they was, if you notice, they was continue growing when Allah called them back. And that's what we want to do. We want to establish that community that will keep on growing when Allah called us back. We must set the foundation, brothers and sisters. We might not see the gas station. It's in our mind. If everything out here you see in the world, cars, long, all this stuff, it comes from within. Nothing out here on this planet is there. It came from within us and from out of you to the world. So same thing this community we're talking about. We see it in our head, and we ask God, we beg Allah for 10, 50, 20 more years. Just let us establish a foundation. The foundation. Let us have four different pieces of property on that foundation. Inshallah, senior home. Maybe a little gas station, a clinic, medical clinic. Halal, little factory, our own, where we can produce our own food. We can't continue holler about the food ain't no damn good, and we ain't got no damn land to put some seed or something in it to grow the food. That's why it's important. See, all that come in the community life. That's what has been taken away from us by these so-called imams. I don't see them calling the people to community life. And the best day for us to echo that out, and we keep on saying, was on Sundays. Sunday, everybody knew Sunday was there established for community life. You hear the word community, meaning what? A group of people coming together. Then the next word is life, because those group of people and their spirit give each other life. When you greet your brother or sister in a humble greeting, happy to see your brother or sister, you know that spirit that we had, that community life that we are echoing out to society, it won't be long for something else come up. But the businesses that we need to go back to the charts and look. Okay, if Allah bless us with the land, what's the first thing we want to do? Now, we can throw a lot of ideas out there, what we need, what we want. But we need to pick some things and you stick to those things that you first want to see come up on that land. And what would that be? Housing. Don't worry about shade time, whispering, blowing a can on. Let me tell you something. Allah already told you and I, if we read the Quran and we understand it, because, you know, when you read the Quran, Allah talking to you, so you got to come away from understanding. If you don't, that means you want to tinker with your in your reading. You can't tell me you read the Quran and you come out and say, what you read? I read Susan. What did it say? Well, no. Allah is talking to you, to each one of us that read that book. And he tells us, long you stay on the path that I called you to, that I put you on. Nobody put you on this path. I put you on this path. Regardless how you got there, I'm the one that motivated your spirit to put you on the path. Now, once you get on that path and you do the right thing that I tell you to do, I'm going to bless you. This is what Allah is telling us. And like Muhammad said, if we truly believe in Allah, the devil was hell with Satan. You know, Satan got, you know, he got ways of doing things, but you got ways of doing things too. When he blow, you can blow too. That's another saying, that when Shaitan becomes so overbearing on the believers, in the Quran, Allah sent the angels down to check Shaitan, make it back up off of you. That's the kind of faith you got to have in Allah. So we got that kind of faith. You tell me we ain't going to build? The only way we don't build, Allah call us back. But even though Allah called us back, look at our plan. Our plan is still moving on through somebody else. Somebody else, Allah was blessed to pick it up and move the people or the community in a position to do the thing that we were talking about. That's the kind of community life we're talking about. Building. And BUII, Believers United Industry, is the first step towards something that's good. And I want you to watch the good that come out of it. Yeah, we know you're blowing, huffing and puffing. Oh, you know, you always got those windbaggers all around you all the time, blowing, huffing and puffing, and they only doing it because they're not successful in their own life. They can't find anything other to do but kind of watch what we do, like the Imam said. When you're doing things like this, kind of brings it about like BUI. Don't think the enemy ain't watching. They watching and they listening. And they trying to find an angle. See, they trying to find an angle to come in to see can they dismantle it. They ain't found no angle yet. And you know why they haven't found an angle? Because when we come together, when we meet, we always meet with the greenies. We all read from the Quran. We all open the bed with testify, nothing deserving worship but Allah, and Muhammad is his messenger. You think Shaitan can stand that? No. Because what? When he mentioned Allah, when you just mention Allah's name, he flees. He runs. And he try to work his way back. But when he come back, we got to run his clothes. So he can't get into our minds, try to influence us to go against the plan that Allah blessed us to feel and bring about, put it out on the table and discuss it. BUI. Thankful to Allah for Block Talk Radio, because it is a tool that we're using to go beyond Georgia, Louisiana, Detroit, Michigan, Chicago, and all the rest of them. We way out there in California from right here. And pray to Allah, like Mama said, those who are out of the queue are hearing what we're saying. Because what we're saying is something serious. But we must respect the leadership of Imam Wadi Muhammad. No one came to him in his challenge to correct him. So you think we don't have the right leadership? Then you can pick one for yourself. I came to your brothers and sisters in peace. I want to lead you in peace and pray a lot that you have gained something from my brother Muhammad spoke, my brother Ahmad spoke, and any others spoke. We pray that you have got something But what we're really praying for is that you get the strength to shake off the shackles, mental shackles, and come alive within your own nature. As-salamu alaykum.
Malik Maslam.
Malik Aslam. Alhamdulillah. Allahu Akbar. Thank you. Thank you. I see we had a brother Amin on, but he, when you closed out, he left. But I guess he'll come back. But anyway, we thank Allah for everybody that's right on the point. I think the BUI Alpha, what everybody's saying, they're saying what we're trying to do. But they know what we're trying to do, but still come join us or look like somebody going to wave a wand and this going to happen. No, this interest is right now, been here for 3 years or better, and BUI is known around the Mouse Cares and other places, and people they put little petty stuff in front of them, and why they putting their little petty stuff in front of, we all suffer because they put a little petty stuff. I can't do this. I can't go over there because these kind of people over there ain't nothing but workers over here in BUII. People that believe in one God, family life, believe in if we can't grow our food ourselves, we can instruct somebody and we can work with them and we can learn just like the other people had to learn. We can learn from mistakes and grow from mistakes. And we can grow our food. I've been planting food and growing it and learning from the mistakes I've been making. And now pretty soon I have a green thumb because I never gave up. So I thank Allah for that, not give me the spirit to keep going. And BUII, he going to happen whether we do it, some of our children or somebody come along and grab this idea of BUII that started, and they going to carry it where we fail to go. So I'm gonna bring my brother Suja Muhammad up, the one that not only talked the idea, but tried to bring this in. Inshallah, bring this in, and never gave up. Brother Suja Muhammad, assalamu alaikum.
Well, thank you, Masalam. With Allah's name, most gracious, most merciful. We testify and bear witness that there is only one creator. And we bear witness that Prophet Muhammad, the peace and blessing be upon Prophet Muhammad, is the seal of the prophet. He's the messenger of Allah. He's God's servant. And again, I'd like to give brothers and sisters the greeting, the believers, the greeting of peace. Wa'alaikum
salam. Wa'alaikum.
We thank Allah much, and I don't think we can talk about BUII and establishing business and coming together. We can't even talk about that enough, you know. This is what everybody is waiting on. This is what they're looking at. You got many people that's afraid of us coming together and establishing something that's good, establishing something that's right, you know. And I was listening, you know, most people don't want to be around people that you can't hoodwink, you know, that don't go along with the scam and the schemes, you know. I ain't gonna step the backbiting, you know. I ain't gonna step the one person is getting rich and everybody else is poor, you know. And they can't say this anything, you know. They can't say anything. But now it's one thing that we have to do, people like that, and that is you have to let them know that we're not going to go alone, or we're not going to bear witness to something that we see that's going to mess up the family later on, or mess up the life of the Muslim later on. You know, we're not going to go along with it. You know, I had some brothers used to say, when me, they see me and Nathaniel Omar and what is his name, Idris, they seen us three together, and I heard them. They said, "Oh man, here comes Shuja and here comes Shuja and Omar and Idris." You know, they know that, and the reason they say that is that they know they can't just say anything. You know, they can't get away things that they get away with other people that go along with it. You know, that we're not going to go along with it. We're not going to go along. If you ain't talking about benefiting everybody, you know, if you're talking about setting your gang up, you know, organizing your hooligans and mobs, you know, then they really afraid of you. They're afraid of you. It's amazing. It's amazing, brothers and sisters. I know us. We are some strange people. That image made us some strange people. You know, and we'll talk strong, and build up Prophet Muhammad and build up Imam Wahidi Muhammad and be guilty of the same thing. You know. And one of the main things that we can't do, that we shouldn't do, we shouldn't put Imam Wahidi Muhammad and Christ Jesus, I always say this, out of our reach. We shouldn't do that. You know, we shouldn't make them so, build them up so high that you put them in a position of almost worshiping. It's just like you know they had Imam Wahidi Muhammad. They tried to put him into a suit. They tried to get him. This is what the Imam was trying to do. They tried to get him into a big car. They tried to surround him with pretty women. You know. The Imam got him a little house, got him a duty bug. You know, that's that German car, a little small German car. He got him a little small car, and I seen many times the Imam walking off the parking from every parking car. Walking off the parking lot into the supermarket by himself. I've seen this, and the Imam loved to talk. He loved to signify. You know, just like us. That's what Allah said. I'm not going to send you an angel. And the earth is not populated with angels. I'm going to send you somebody that's just like you. Just like you. You know, and Allah said that many times. I'm going to raise someone up among you that understand your language, speak your language, just like you. You know, and see, when I hear them building up the email, you know, I just sit back and look into them because I said, that's not the email. That's not the email. The email fought the Prophet Muhammad. The email ain't put himself up there. I remember the email told us. And this is the truth. We was in the gym. He used to teach us in the gym when he first came in. He used to teach us in the gym. And the imam looked down the floor, looked at us down the floor, and he said that some of you all is more wiser than me. He said, but the only thing it is, this is my time. This is my time. And so he was letting you know there's people sitting out there got more knowledge than I got. You know, Allah is the one that blesses us. Allah is not, and Imam never claimed that I'm smarter than all. That's what Shaitan say. That's the reason Shaitan couldn't submit to Adam. He said, I'm better. I'm smarter. You know, I'm made out of something more superior than you. What you made out of? I can't bow down to him. He never took that position. I remember we went in, and we had went to the place where we had the meat market at. Imam went in there and he was helped cutting up some chicken, you know. And the imam, you know, he had a few people standing around there looking, you know, and they see him cut up a chicken. And imam cut the boot off. And he made a little talk. He said, yeah, let me cut the boot off. And say, I don't eat nobody booty. You know, so that right there let you know that he had principles. He was a man that had principles, and we knew how to talk to each other. You know, there was time that he talked to the brothers only. The brothers only talked to the sisters only. You know. And Allah blessed us to be right there, you know, and listen to him. You know, the imam loved the believer. He loved the believer. You know, and he had confidence. It's just that a whole lot of those imams are trying to trick him. You know, they try to trick him. You know, they hurted him. Stole money from him, lied to him, and cheated. You know, they had that shea butter setting up, and I seen it with my own eyes. They had sent it from Africa, and they had it in containers. And you know, a shea butter it's come from a big seed. And shaved butter, and they had leaves and things. When they brought it here to America, they didn't clean all the leaves and things off. They had the leaves in there, and they had it packed up in these boxes, and it started turning another color. It started rotting. Shaved butter. And they let that shaved butter go to waste. I'm telling you what I know. And I say that over and over and over again. I don't care who you get. I say it over and over again. They let that shape. And what happened, you had people that knew the importance of that shea butter. They bought it all. Bought the shea butter and took the shea butter and they learned how, and they took it to a laboratory, and they learned how to make different things with the shea butter. Almost every kind of cream or anything that you spread on your face or on your arms, you know, they had that shea butter in there. And those people got rich off that shea butter. It was, let me tell you what it lacked. It was just like somebody came in there and infiltrated us and didn't let us go into that shea butter business. And they took it over. And they do the same thing today. They try to take over whatever you're doing. They try to take it over. And when they take it over, they allow it to fail. And then you stand back and looking at it and, you know, what have I done? I could have stayed there and kept working with it. And Allah would bless me in his own time to be successful. That's what be running through your mind. You know, that shea butter was an asset. I go to the store right now. They almost got everything in it. They almost got shea butter in everything. They got that shea butter in it. So you know, that was opportunity for us. You know, and there's other things that the Imam did. You know. And, for his business, his concern, those suits and different things like that, cinnamons and nutmegs and things like that. There, you know, he was gonna do something with that. You know, they messed that up. And that egg mate, he had put together, he was going to revolutionize that he had. And they just knocked down everything that he tried to do. Everything he tried to do, you know. Imam had to back up. He had to back up. You know, I'm not your leader no more. You know. And he got to looking at it. And I remember when I had stayed there with Brother Imam a long time, and I told him that I was, because I had picked up his concept, and I told him I was getting ready to go back to Louisiana. And he told me, he said, "Shoot, y'all, stop and talk to me before you leave, before you go, you know." And I was leaving, and he asked me, you know, where about Louisiana going to? And I told him I was going to Shreveport, Louisiana. And he said, "Oh man, I thought you was going to New Orleans, you know." So he left it just like that. And I left it just like that. You know. But the Imam was, he was with you. If you try to do anything you try to do to try to be successful in it, he going to support it. He going to support it. It's just like I talked to Wallet and told him what I was doing, and I was telling him about the Calvinists and things. He said, "Shuja, anything you do, I'm gonna support it." That's what he told me, and I knew Wallace. I when I was in Shreveport, And what I was getting all the tapes from him, and I put him on the air there in Shreveport. And when I came to Georgia, I put him on the air. I got somebody that I had deep pockets, and they paid for it. You know. And I was getting all the tapes and things from Wallace. So he knew if people be talking and they get with their little groups and things like that, and if they have a control over somebody, and I got a better relationship with him, and I'm they gonna see me. I don't do that. I don't do that. I don't try to be like nobody but you, John. I don't want to be nobody else but myself, but I want to make the best out of that. I got too much to do in order to get my own self together rather than trying to be somebody else and get them together. You know, that's what the brother was saying. The brother Ibrahim was saying, what the Imam said. You know, if you see me not following the Quran, not following Prophet Muhammad, then you check me. You check me. You know, but now when a person don't want to be checked, you know, and start looking at he your enemy, he's a sissy and all that. Oh man, So we have to come together. I see that we are coming together a little bit more because of the pressure that Allah is putting out here, and because racism is so strong. And that's when I brought up by that Ukraine, by they was racist. That they are racist. And all you have to do is cut it on, and it'll show it. Cut it on. Type in racism. Is the Ukrainian racist? You know, tell me something about the racism in that country, and they will let you know. They'll show you some, give you some information. That's one thing about the technology today. You can't get away with nothing. You can go right straight to it. You know. So all praise be to Allah. We thank Allah. We pray that Allah bless us to come together, especially BYI. And Allah is my witness. I got an item. I'm getting ready to bring that. I did some whole lot of research on it, and I'm gonna bring that forth. I'm not gonna talk about it. I'm not gonna mention it. But when I get ready, we want to let you all know about it. We're gonna ask you for your support. Came to you in peace and leave you in peace. As-salamu alaykum.
Well, look out, Salam. Brother Ibrahim, Imam, will you close us out, please, sir? Brother Ibrahim. As-salamu alaykum. Ibrahim. Will you close us out, brother Muhammad?
Yes, sir. أُذُو بِاللَّهِ مِنَ الشَّيْطَانِ الرَّجِيمِ بِسْمِ اللَّهِ الرَّحْمَنِ الرَّحِيمِ الْحَمْدُ لِلَّهِ رَبِّ الْعَالَمِينَ الرحمن الرحيم مالك يوم الدين إياك نعبد وإياك نستعين اهدنا صراط المستقيم صراط الذين أنعمت عليهم I will not do be a laying while I do
Amen.
Amen.
Thank all of you who came on tonight. May Allah continue to bless us. Let's keep it in the road, like the young people said.